That isn't Miss Fry. Stop the train! Listen, everybody, there's a woman on this train, Miss Fry. Some of you must have seen her. They're hiding her somewhere. Do you hear? Why don't you do something before it's too late?
Please, please.
I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I'm not. For heaven's sake, stop this train!
Hello there, and thank you for coming back for another episode of the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Peter.
This is David.
This is Chris.
And today we will be reviewing The Lady Vanishes by Alfred Hitchcock. So before we get into it, I just want to take a second to bullshit see what you guys have been doing this last week.
Well, me and David, we actually went out fishing last weekend. On Sunday,
on a really sweet boat.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly, man. We were like crashing waves, like the waves like were almost like toppling us over, like in the very beginning. It was pretty windy, and it scared the shit out of me, dude.
I'm pretty sure we pissed off some fishermen too.
Yeah,
we were just laughing loud and shit. We had like some music, techno music going. It was really funny. And they had like really nice boats and shit. Like we were just sitting with our. Oh, that was pretty funny.
You got anything else, David?
I've been really busy lately. We got lots of the kids are in karate and shit. Been doing some of that stuff. We've just been slammed.
And Chris, you played a game.
A tabletop game. Yeah, I played some RPG tabletop for a few friends of mine just the other night. And it went really well, except I think one of my friend's girlfriend wasn't quite that into it. Yeah. So nice. I was trying to make it as entertaining as possible.
Was she forced to play?
You think so? I think she just felt bad. She didn't want to be the only one, not included. So
how many players?
There was five, including me.
Oh, shit, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty fun.
Was there like a highlight of the game?
I got to go back and listen to the recording. Okay. But there's a... My brother, he played a Mexican samurai. And he completely sucked. Like, he was like swinging and like the NPCs were just like... completely overtaking them.
Oh, like, shit.
It was sad. It was sad.
Well, me, I...
new job?
I got my niece a job for a little bit, and it was for like an in-home caregiver job, and this lady just moved into her new pad, and I hung up all her pictures on the wall and everything, you know? And she's a widow, and I put all her husband pictures up and stuff like that, you know? And
that's cool.
I pointed to her, and I was like, is that... You know, and she just like shook her head yes and like crossed her hands and just like she just like basked in that, you know, it was fucking awesome.
That's cool.
It was cool. And then I got a new job and working my ass off like always, but that's it.
Are you working crazy hours with a new job?
No. It's nice. Well, hopefully not at least. Not yet, at least. Hopefully not mandatory overtime, but we shall see. All right, so like we were talking about, this is Alfred Hitchcock's The Lady Vanishes.
1938, I believe.
So the summary of this movie is, while traveling in continental Europe, a rich young playgirl realizes that an elderly lady seems to have disappeared from the train. All right, so we'll jump into first impressions.
Yep.
All right, so I picked this movie. I don't know why I like it so much. There's not something I could put my finger on why I like it so much, but I really enjoyed this. I was telling Chris that when I had cable, I used to watch it on Turner Classic Movies, and there's a couple of movies actually I picked and I'm going to pick for this podcast that were on Turner Classic Movies, and now it's on HBO Max. Turner Classic Movies has a whole little section as well, so but I can't put my finger on why I like it so much. It's just I don't know, homey, I guess. nostalgic and homey. Mm-hmm. What about you, David? Your first impression of this movie?
Do I go first, Chris? Or,
yeah. Since this movie is, I think there's only like one American in this, or like, yeah, like one American in this whole movie. And everybody else seems to be either like English or from the Balkans or like Swedish or whatever. Like, I think I'm going to try out my English accent for my first impression.
All right, go for it.
I say, I was quite surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. That's not that good. I'm going to stop. I'm sorry. No, I was like pleasantly surprised. Like I was telling Peter beforehand, I'm sorry to say this, David, but I have like more faith in his movies, in his picks of movies. Yeah. And especially like I'm starting to kind of get like his style of like movie choices. They're kind of like these older like classic movies, you know.
Should have kicked him off the boat.
I love this movie, man. It was like, yeah, like I fell in love with it because, you know, the writing was really like stellar. I mean, it's Alfred Hitchcock, you know, like he made it suspenseful, like throughout the entire movie, you know, like he set it up like for the second act to be like complete suspense. And even the first act was just so intriguing, you know, just like the...
Oh, shit.
And all the characters, they just amazed me, you know? Like, I thought it was just...
David's like putting his head down in shame because he disagrees.
But yeah, that was my first impression.
Right, best for last, David?
I didn't hate this movie. I liked the movie. It's a good movie. It's an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I thought the first half hour was boring as shit. Like, it takes forever to get this movie started. I mean, because I haven't seen... How many movies does Alfred Hitchcock have? Like, 500 or something?
Yeah, he has a whole collection.
Well, all... Like, I've only seen the ones that start off with a fucking firecracker. With some ladies... A close-up of some lady's face screaming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, this one was really, really slow. I turned it off 2 times.
Oh
yeah, and like I restarted it. It took a long time for me. But once I once they got on the fucking train, then I was in. I was all the way in. But I seriously didn't know who the main actor was for like the first half hour. But it's an Alfred Hitchcock movie. It's well made. I think it's so old that like it was kind of hard to hear it. And I didn't know what was going on at the beginning. So, yeah, I was picking up my phone and looking up naked girls while I was watching this.
Okay, so for the cast, Margaret Lockwood was Iris Matilda Henderson. Mike Rowell Redgrave as Gilbert Redman. Paul Lucas as Dr. Egan Hartz. And then Miss Froy as Mae Whitty. And there's a bunch of casts that we could go on and on, but is there anybody that you guys liked or disliked? Maybe notable that you guys want to talk about?
I really love the hotel manager.
Yeah?
Yeah, what was his name? Like, it was like, I can't remember his actual name. Like,
I wonder if they'll have his name in it.
I know. You probably can't even tell by the images, huh?
Do you guys know if Alfred Hitchcock was not in this movie, right?
I didn't see him in it, actually.
Okay.
Does he actually star in his own movies?
A lot of
He does, like, a cameo. Yeah.
He'll do a cameo, dude, where he's just sitting somewhere.
That's cool.
Or, like, he'll do something really silly where a bird shits on him or something like that.
Right.
Any actors that you liked or disliked? Actors, actresses?
I liked the bad guy a lot. He was creepy.
The doctor?
Doctor, yeah. If he was a doctor.
Dr. Egan Hartz.
Yeah, this after the first 30 minutes, I'm all in. It's a really good movie. First 30 minutes are shit. All right.
I really like the buddies, those two friends.
Yeah, Chowders and fucking, what was the other guy's name?
Caldecott?
Yeah.
Caldecott?
I think their names were pompous and asshole. like, am I wrong in the first 30 minutes were hard to get through?
No, not for me.
Oh, I love it, man, because it was like a setup.
It wasn't like too cutesy, though. Like, it wasn't like too, like, well, silly.
Like, I like it because I like this movie for a lot of reasons. One, you got that old time hotel, you know, and it feels like an adventure almost. You know, you get locked off of a train because the avalanche came on top of it. You're buddied up into like a twin bed with your best friend. You know what I mean? It seems cool. And then you go on a train, it's like an adventure, you know?
It didn't feel like it was going anywhere for the first 30 minutes. I didn't feel like I didn't know what they were trying to do for the first 30 minutes.
They're trying to get some background of all the characters. You know, it shows their attitude, their mannerism, their quirks. You know, it showed a little bit of...
I guess, like, they should have probably, like... Because it stays on the buddies for a little while. You know what I mean? So I thought this movie was about them. And then it cut to the girl. They should have done, like, quicker. I would have cut... it down a lot.
Well, some of Alfred Hitchcock movies has a whole group of people, not as like one main character, but just like a whole story of everybody, you know?
I didn't know the direction they were going, is what I'm saying.
I really like the fact that they set different tones for each act, you know what I mean? Like in the first like
act, that is true.
Like it was just like, it was a little bit like whimsical and like giddy, you know? Yep. And then the second act, you bring in like the mystery, you know, like of whodunit. And then the last one is like action, you know.
It's like scary. Some of the scenes are scary.
You would probably dig like, have you seen Murder on Orient Express?
No, I tried reading the book and I couldn't get past like the, one of the characters is like, kept saying zat. Zats. So I was just like, fuck this.
Oh my gosh, David. Fuck.
I told Chris when we were out on the lake. Chris was like, have you watched the movie yet? I was like, I couldn't fucking watch it. I had to turn it off twice. He's like, fuck! Because he hadn't watched it yet. He's like, oh man, we're screwed.
Well, at least you muscled through it, right?
I did like it. It's a good movie. I didn't like the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't think either of you were gonna like this because I don't know anybody who likes this movie.
I like Alfred Hitchcock. I've never seen a bad Alfred Hitchcock movie. I'm sure that he has some. I thought I was gonna love it, and I like black and white movies. Just I don't know. Maybe I was just in a funk or something.
Mm. Okay. All right. So, anything else on the actors, or keep going?
No, I think
we're best good. Lines, worst lines.
That, okay, David, what was your best line?
Okay. I like, what was her name, Iris?
Yep.
When she's like she's my life is over. She's like, I've seen everything and done everything.
I've been everywhere and did everything.
So she's like, now I will be married. Like she's gonna.
So like, what else is there for me?
Yeah, she's like young as shit and beautiful. Like she's like, it's like she's reserved to go into like the family business that's just horse shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Or to be like a nun for the rest of her life.
Yes, like it's like. Like, oh, it's almost like a man's attitude of marriage, you know what I mean? Just like, fuck, I guess I knock this lady up. I guess I gotta get married now. Like, all the fun's over. All right, that was my best line.
And your worst line?
I didn't really have a worst line in this.
Ooh. That's good.
That's surprising.
Peter got all happy.
All right, Chris, what about you? What was your best line?
My best line, like, comes in the beginning, like, the first act when, Gilbert, he gets kicked out of his room and then he goes down to Iris's room and then he's like making the whole scene and then like she finally agrees to like let him back into his room and as he's leaving he says, confidentially, I think you're a bit of a stinker as well.
Yeah.
I'm all like, oh man, that was so sweet.
Because she says something mean to him right before that, right? She's like, you're the most contemptuous person or something.
Yeah,
like I just, really rude, and he's just like a little snarky. He's yeah. Like, by the way, you're kind of a little shit too.
And I love that. The fact that we, like nowadays, because we use so much slang in our terms, terminology nowadays. Like, I love and appreciate the old, like, proper way of speaking. Like, they do in these old movies, you know?
And your worst line.
Okay, so my worst line, it wasn't actually a line. It was, how do you say it?
Scream?
No, it was the lack of a line.
Okay.
So, in the beginning, when the Englishman Chowders and his friend, when they go into the dining room, and they're sitting with Miss Roy, she tells him, like, they're like going back and forth, you know, or like she's talking about her life and whatever.
Is Miss Roy the old lady?
Yep.
Yeah.
The old lady who vanishes.
And she tells them about herself, and she mentions that she's a governess. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're both, or all three of them, are English, and the fact that she said that she's a governess, and the I was surprised that they didn't inquire about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for me, like, that's like, big news.
Do you know what a governess is?
It's like the Lady Mary, too.
No.
I thought it was more like a...
Wait, what do you think it is?
I thought it was like the wife of the governor.
No.
A governess, I thought it was...
I think it's a glorified babysitter.
Yeah, I think...
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, well,
I thought a governess... And if you're British and you know exactly what this is, if you could write into the Three Amigos movie review podcast. But I thought it was like a... Like an instructor, like a in-home instructor babysitter.
Well, because she said that she was a teacher as well.
Yeah. That's a part of what a governess is. Oh, I think they live in the house, teach, and take care of like a rich person's kids. Yeah. Like, pretty much raise a rich person's kids.
Okay. So I'm an idiot.
But yeah, it's if somebody could come learn us something, that would be nice.
Okay, so I'll take back my worst line. I have no worst line.
Okay, my turn. My best line has to do with, and I don't mean to offend anybody, so...
Yeesh.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, so there's a couple movies I've seen. Shit, this is going to sound bad. Where... The British are so proper. So proper. Like, even if somebody's, like, dying at their feet, you know? So, like, I'm curious if, like, if somebody, you know, lives in Britain or lived in Britain is listening to this, like, is that, like, the actual mannerism? I'm curious.
Yeah. Right?
Because...
I don't think that's a mannerism. That's their attitude, you mean?
Yeah.
What's the line?
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, even the, like, later in the movie when he gets shot in the hand, like, he takes it like a man, not like a man, but like a proper gentleman, you know?
Yeah.
He's all like, well, it appears you are correct.
Yeah. I think.
Do you mind if I get your hickey?
Yeah.
I think, look at how the Revolutionary War was fought. You had to stand up in a straight line and shoot each other until you died. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, even the old 007 books, who's the guy that wrote them?
I don't know.
He was a 007 was a super pompous asshole. Like, their original character, he was real snobby, and I think Alfred Hitchcock is kind of making fun of them big time in this, you know what I mean? They don't care about any person. They just care about who's winning the Quidditch match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just the tennis super match. Snobs. They're super snobs.
So my favorite line was when the nun comes through the door all tied up and gagged. and the two British friends were like, they said something like, "It's not every day a nun gets tied up like this, you know," or something like that. Like, they were just totally downplaying it, you know? It was fucking hilarious.
I kind of like the guys at my work, they make fun of me because I'm always calm, you know what I mean? And, like, I kind of feel like that's, like, something bad will happen or someone will get like screwed or something. They'll call me and I'll be like, okay, yeah, okay, dude, I'll take care of it or I'll help them out or something. And they're always like, man, David, you never yell at me or nothing like that. Like, you're so nice and chill.
Another example in this movie would be at the very end where they're in that huge gunfight, right? The shootout in the train.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Frey's like, excuse me, would you mind if we talk for a second? You know, right they're getting shot, you know? And,
she's English.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking hilarious. You know, I don't know. It's funny.
And even the guy that gives up and dies, he's like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? He's like, let's end this now. Let's do this civilized and surrender.
They have to give us a trial.
Because they're like civilized people. You know what I mean? What kind of uncivilized people are going to be shooting each other?
And then
he's like, I'm English.
And then my worst line, actually don't have a worst line either.
Oh shit.
So no worst lines in this movie?
Damn, that's gotta be a first, man. For all three of us.
I think that we all have had different best lines also since we started this.
You actually have a runner up in case somebody says your best line.
Yeah, that's true. But it is a fun finding out what you guys' best lines are in the movies we watch.
Yeah, I picked that one just because it's fucking hilarious, you know? You're getting shot at. Excuse me. But, all right, David, your best scene.
All right, my best scene is when Iris and what's the guy's name? I'm sorry.
Gilbert
are in the train car and they fight with the magician.
Oh.
And like Gilbert and the magician are rolling around on the floor and shit, and he's like, do something, anything, and she just pulls his ears back. It was hilarious.
Don't shuffle like a referee or something.
Yeah, there's lots of he pulls out a knife. It's a scary fight. But there's lots of funny scenes in this movie. That was I laughed out loud when I saw that scene. She's just like pulling the shit out of his ears. It was like, all right,
you got anything on that, Chris, or no?
That's actually my worst scene.
Oh,
because it was so silly.
Yeah, it was just over the top silly. Like I wanted like something like, because the tone of the entire like train scene, like, you know, it's like more serious than not, you know. They're trying to like, you know, find the fucking missing woman.
So did you hate the part where he spanks her also?
I thought that was going to be your best scene, dude.
I wanted that one, but you guys are going to be shit. Did you hate that scene, though?
I didn't hate that part. Okay, that was funny, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, the fight scene was just, like, too much. You know, the fact that she has to, like, she actually has time to, like, find a box so that she can stand on and bite his head. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous, man. That was just absurd.
Her face could have got cut up.
It was
fake and silly. Almost like you think it was like Three Stooges-y.
Yeah.
And then they see him later and he just smiles and walks by.
Right? Yeah.
But they're not going to start fighting each other. It's uncivilized to fight each other in the dining part. You got to do that when it's only the three of them.
And David's worst scene?
I'd probably say like my worst scene was probably with the maid. When like they're like, hey, you got to give up your room so these guys can sleep in there. Like, she just... Like, the way she looks at them and shit, it looked like he told them, like, hey, you gotta sleep with these two guys in the same bed. You know? Yeah. She's all like, yeah. She's like, creepy eyes and shit. And these guys are, like, it was just...
Googly eyes.
They're fucking terrified, you know what I mean?
But too bad they didn't give us one each.
It was, I guess it was funny when, like, they're wearing pajamas and one of them is wearing the bottoms and the other one. That's Bert and Ernie right there. Right? Yeah.
I read that these friends are in a couple of his movies.
Those like two people?
Yeah, those two actors are like play the same character.
I like them, but like that scene nowadays would be like, you can't do that scene. There's a couple scenes where you can't do the same scene because it's too like politically incorrect. You know what I mean? Like, hey, this guy's going to share a room with you. Like, that's like, man, you're just like, I don't know. It almost felt like they thought that she was told that she had to sleep with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was under the impression that they're just giving them a lot of shit and they're just having fun, you know, with it. Like the owners was just like fucking with everybody and just enjoys fucking with people, you know?
I don't know. Like to me, like the owner, he kind of gave me like Charlie Chaplin vibes.
Yeah.
Like he kind of had his like his mannerisms, you know,
his
like,
waddle.
Yeah. When he like his little like
Three Stooges kind of like.
Well, like before he like. He like accentuates like everything, you know, like when he's like going out of a room, yeah, like he's also like,
yeah,
all right.
And then when he gets like $5, he's like all happy and shit. I know. It went like, I guess with the beginning with me again, the reason I didn't like it so much is because there was kind of too much of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was too much like silliness, too much not going anywhere. I don't know. There was a lot of silliness.
Do you dislike this movie because it wasn't like as suspenseful as the other Hitchcock movies?
I like
movies?
The movie. It's a good movie. I think the beginning was extremely dragging and didn't go anywhere for a long time. I didn't know what they wanted besides silliness. Like he's like bringing in shit for them and they're all half naked cutesy like on the table and shit. You know what I mean? There's a lot of silliness. I really think it should have cut half of it out in the first 30 minutes.
Okay. All right, Chris. So it's your best and worst scenes there?
Yes.
All right, Chris, your best scene.
Okay, my best scene. I know it might have looked silly. I'm sure to the general public or the masses, it probably looks a little bit silly because it's so dated. But I thought, like, I appreciated this scene because it was almost state of the art. Is the part where Gilbert is crawling on the side of the train.
Oh shit!
And then the other train passes him, and he's all like, he swings by, you know, like trying to like catch his grip. And there was like a few scenes like that. The only parts of the movie that I thought felt cheap was like in the very beginning,
yes,
when they're like panning across the little town with the trains. Like it just looked like
it's a train set.
Yeah. It looked like a scene from like Thomas the Train Engine.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
I kind of like that. I
didn't mind it, but like it just.
And then the toy car.
Yeah.
Like obvious.
Thomas the Train is awesome.
It did look like
he said the train didn't have a face on it.
I know.
It looked like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, you know?
Yeah. But that scene like that I'm talking about, you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah, it looked for that time, for that era, man, like it was pretty spectacular what they pulled off.
Or when he opened the train car to look back at the other, you know, he sees that the other train cars are detached. I think that was all screen.
Yeah.
Which is a huge screen. Yeah. I wonder how, like, impressive that would be back then to watch that, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it would fool anybody, but I think it's just really cool to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying back then, in 1938, is that what it was?
Yeah.
That would be trippy to see, you know?
It's kind of like the first time we saw, like Mission Impossible.
Or, like Lord of the Rings, you know what I mean? With, like, goblins falling off of mountains and shit.
Yeah.
That's how that blew my mind. Lord of the Rings, big time.
All right, Chris's worst movie.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, worst movie.
Worst scene.
Yeah.
I already mentioned it, like, when David was talking about his best scene, but it was the fight scene. And, in the luggage room or the luggage car. Yeah, it was just absurdity at its max. You know? It was just too much, you know.
Did you laugh at all or you just shook your
head? I laughed at the very beginning, like where the when they're searching through the car and then
this crazy hand comes in that part.
No, when the after they like open the box and they find the cow, they sit down and they're like, they're
Sherlock
kind
of, Holmes and shit.
Yeah, he's trying on his Sherlock Holmes impression. And like, I love that little part.
Man, me and you're way off. I don't like that part.
Oh, let's see how it goes.
It really does.
You got anything for Chris on his best or worst?
No, best and worst? I kind of like the cheesy train set scenes. his best. And yeah, I think I like the fight scene, even though like it's ridiculous, but I like ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Peter's favorite and worst?
Well, I was gonna say for Chris's worst scene, that fight is not to be taken seriously at all. You know?
A little
bit. But it kind of fits the rest of the movie. You know, there's like
I don't think there's that much absurdity in the rest of the movie.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I don't think there's any absurdity, but there is a lot of silly. There's a whole lot of silly in this movie.
I thought for sure David was going to say your best scene was the ass smack when he walks
in. It probably was, but I just didn't want to touch it this time. I wanted to try something a little bit different. That probably is my favorite scene. It was hilarious. Wasn't it hilarious?
It was pretty funny. Yeah,
Jackie was laughing too.
Because like before he leaves and climbs out the train, he's like, stay awake no matter what. And it is serious as shit. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I hope she doesn't fall asleep and die. You know what I mean? So she's doing fucking like
touching her toes and shit.
Yeah, like damn near like calisthenics to stay awake and just spanks her. Stop that nonsense. It was hilarious.
All right, so my best scene, and I'll show David because I'm not making this shit up, was the, I have it written down. Was the beginning of the movie, the whole Towson, getting to know everybody, the background story, you know, the girls jumping on the table.
Which scene?
The whole beginning, like everything in the hotel.
Fuck, I hated that shit.
Yeah.
It was too.
Well, let me finish. So I liked it because you got the girls jumping on the table, acting like children. You know, this says a lot about the main actress, right? And then you got that not serious Gilbert guy just, you know, as well, just doing his thing. Yeah. And you got those two buddies, those two friends also, right? It kind of sets up the whole story, but it's not thrown in your face hard. It's kind of lighthearted and funny, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so that's my favorite scene. My worst scene, I can't say it's really a scene, but the part where the nun has the high heels, it was just kind of stupid, you know? You know, she's a fake nun because she's got high heels on. And he walks in there. How did they find out? Because you're high heels. It's like, fuck. All right, so...
Well, I just got to say that, like, I really love that beginning intro. As well, when they're like from the very beginning, you know, like as soon as like that Thomas the Train Engine scene like stops, and then you get into the hotel, and it's just like a loud clash of like different characters, like you know, trying to find a room, trying to like you know, understand one another, trying to. I don't know, they're just all there for like different reasons, but at the same time they're there for the same thing, you know? And I just thought that all the characters, it was like, even though like most of them are English, like they all seem like so different in you know, in retrospect, you know, like
I'm zeroing in on this scene.
I like the setup of the pompous friends.
Yeah.
Because you think it's something important. What's happening in England? Tell me what's happening in England. And then you find out it's a fucking tennis match.
Yeah.
You know, it was comical.
All right.
Go ahead, David.
For this shit.
Let me get my umbrella because this is a fucking shit story.
All right. So seriously, like the beginning of this, right? You get the Bert and Ernie like couple, which is like all right, it's a little bit silly, right?
Yeah.
And then it upgrades the silliness when it gets to the all the like pretty girls. Who are acting like children, you know what I mean? And like this guy's trying not to look at them half naked and like, oh, move your feet so I can put the food down, you know what I mean? I was like, this is fucking stupid, alright? I wasn't out of it yet then, okay? And then after it leaves then, it goes to a ridiculous character. He's like, I am an artiste. Don't tell me I cannot scream at the top of my lungs and piss everyone off. I'm like, come on, man. Where is this movie going? This is fucking ridiculous. That's where I was at. And for 30 minutes, I didn't know where the fuck it was going.
You don't. Do you see how it's getting everybody's background?
Yeah, but it got too silly for too long.
You know what I mean, Crystal?
No, yes, yeah, that's I exactly get... what I thought. But they were trying to...
Do you think that David's an idiot?
Did you not see that from my point of view at all?
I could see like, how a lot of people would think it's boring as shit. I just enjoy it.
I thought it was...
I thought you make a point where you're saying that there's like a lack of direction, you know? Like, you don't know where the movie's going, like, for the entire, like, 30, 40 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Up until they get into the train, you're just left wondering, like, what the fuck is this movie about, you know?
Did you feel like that, Chris, when you saw it?
The first time I saw it, yeah. And then I went back and watched it, and it makes you appreciate more, like, the characters, you know, and the build-up.
So I think you just have to watch it again, David.
Yeah.
I don't mind this movie. It's a good movie.
We're just giving you shit.
Beginning of it's horseshit. I started at 32 minutes. I think it's 32 minutes when they got on the fucking train. It was like, someone better be missing real soon. This is some horseshit. I don't want to watch some silly girls and like some old people folk dancing. It was fucking horseshit. That's our best and worst scenes. Do you want to do the line?
Well, let's... yeah, I'll do the line. Okay.
This is the part of every podcast where one of the hosts is going to say a movie... Damn it! He's going to say a line from a famous movie, and the other two hosts is going to guess where this line came from. I was saying it good. It was coming out like eloquently. All right, so this line is going to come from Peter, and Chris and David are going to try to guess it.
David's going to guess it. I'm just going to draw a
blank. I'm pretty good at this.
All right. I'm not going to give you any hints to start with, and here it goes. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Do you know what it is, Chris?
Do you know what it is, David?
I know it. I don't know where it's coming from. Do you know what it is, Chris?
I've heard the line before, but I'm not...
Is it a comedy?
Do you want me to tell you a hint?
If it's a comedy or not?
No, it's not a comedy.
Oh, shit. I want to say Terminator, but it's not Terminator.
Nah.
I guess I'll give up this round.
I'm
going to say, oh, of course.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't seen this movie till recently, and I really, really was impressed with it.
Can you say it like how he says it?
She says it almost like I did like a...
It's going to be a Disney movie.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. It's The Fly. 1986 movie, The Fly.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's good.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen The
Fly. Oh, my God.
With Goldblum?
Yeah.
That's probably the best movie I've ever seen him in.
Is it?
It's probably his best movie, yeah, for sure.
It is good. Is it depressing? That's a big yes.
Is it depressing? Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So that's going to be a whole other episode because I'm going to make these guys watch it. Okay. But, yeah, you guys both suck.
You're fucking solid.
Right. Okay. So I should get, like, a point or something.
Yeah.
If you guys can't guess it. All right, so who wants to go first on the deep dive?
I don't have a lot. I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Actually, I don't have anything.
Are you serious? Jesus Christ. I wrote down a good amount, so...
You don't have anything?
The only thing I was going to say is the beginning is shit. There's like... When he comes downstairs and he's harassing her so he can get his room back, and like he climbs into bed with her.
Over
climbs
her.
Climbs in over her. And rolling over her and shit. I was like, oh my God, man. Like, he deserves to get stabbed for that or bit or something. Yeah. Like, I wonder if they would do that shit in a movie nowadays, right? Because that's damn near rapey. isn't it? Like, it's bad.
Yeah, it's a little bit bad. Yeah. The like, fact that he just barges in, you know, that's...
I could see, like, the barging into yeah. that thing, but, like, he's getting into bed with her. I was like, man, that's, like, beyond personal bubble space.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, I really despise, like, the... I'm, like... them acting like 12-year-olds, half-naked, beautiful women, just dancing, like, don't look at me.
They're like, just hanging out. They're just girls hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but there's like a grown man, like, walking around and shit. You know what I mean?
They don't give a shit. You know,
he's they just don't, food. But, like, if he, like...
He cared. Like, he's the only one who did care.
And shit. Yeah, but it was... I hated it for some reason. Probably still, because I have little kids and shit. It's just, like... I hate it.
Well, they're not 12-year-old girls. They're like
but they're acting late 20s like 12-year-old shit, girls. You know? They're acting like it. That's why I hate it. And plus, it was in the beginning. In the beginning.
Well, it's funny because like such random stuff turns you off, you know? Just random things. Because you like the part where he slaps the ass, but you don't like the part where like they're...
I think, well, probably because they were being yeah. like... Because they were being like stupid, I guess. I like all ass smacks though.
Do you like the part where the maid comes in and starts undressing?
No, I really hated that part.
So. Oh my god!
Yeah, dude, like, dude, seriously,
man.
I thought it was funny how they were like the
sharing pajamas.
Yeah, and like sitting in the bed and reading down near the same paper or whatever. But like I it was like it was, I don't know. Go ahead. I didn't. This wasn't my movie. Beginning was hard to watch three times. Alfred Hitchcock pulls it off in the end. It's really good. The bad guy's super scary. Super scary. The lady in bandages creeped me out big time. Yeah, it was a good movie. Beginning shit. Who's next?
Oh, go ahead, Chris. All right, so I got like a little bit. I love the layout of the hotel in the beginning. Man, like, it just gives off, like, romantic vibes, you know?
It does.
Like, it looks like a place where you could, like, escape for, like 2 or 3 weeks, you know? And just, like, because you look outside, like, when they open the windows or the doors, and you look outside, like, there's just, like, snow-covered mountains in the background, you know? There's, like, pine trees, like, everywhere. Like, this just looks like the most, like, perfect getaway spot, like, you could ever think of. But the actual, like, it looked like this hotel only had room for, like, 6 people, you know?
Yeah, they didn't show everything.
I mean...
Do you think it'd be better without the beginning?
Like that. The only thing that kind of, like, left me, like, with... In a bit of a mystery is that, like, I don't know if you guys remember the musician that's playing the tune that the old lady memorizes.
Outside? The
yeah.
guy outside, yeah.
Why did he have to die?
Oh, because he was giving her the secret code through song.
Oh, so he was there on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was the whole message that was being transferred.
Yeah. I thought he was just random and she just kind of like thought like, oh, I'll memorize this tune and that'll be the code.
I didn't get that until you asked though.
Oh, so that guy was her informant pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, oh, right. Some good that's a good like
method.
Yes, like
man. And it was a good song.
You guys despise the fact that she was alive at the end of the movie. Like at the end.
I also
like, oh hi, like we're all together and happy.
You know what I like is that she's... What other spy movie have you seen somebody like in their 60s
as an old lady? Like, creepy shit.
It's cool, you know. And then
there's a
she's
movie.
Not suspect. You know, she's not suspectful as a spy. You know.
Yeah, that's true. And but then, I thought that's what like. Like, that's kind of, like, what kind of, like, led me in the direction of thinking that she was a spy, because I thought she literally was, like a governess, like the wife's like, a governor's wife. Like, she was, like, something had to do, like, she had, like, a political background, you know?
Oh, I can see.
I was watching this movie with Sean Penn, is that his name?
Yep.
And he's like a badass. And like, they're trying to catch him. So they send this like really like housey, like mommy looking guy after him. And she's like, oh, hi, honey. And he just punches her in the fucking face. And she drops the needle she's going to inject him with.
Oh, yeah, I think I have seen
it. It is fucking good. He's like, what do you think? I'm an idiot. It's fucking so cool. I don't advocate violence towards women. Just
I was just gonna give you shit for that. Like right now, I'm gonna give you so much shit.
But like she, like he punches her, and she's like walking away dazed, and she drops like the needle with like the poison in it. And she's like, oh, she's like bleeding from the head.
Jesus Christ!
All right. Okay, I'll yeah.
Back to my deep.
Like
dive.
I said, like, the shit that turns David off and on.
You like it.
Oh my God. All right, Chris.
Have you seen that movie? Chris,
no, I haven't seen it. Doesn't make me want to.
So this is, if this is your first time listening to us, this is probably your last time. what do you got, Chris?
I really loved how, I don't know if this was, I got to ask you guys, maybe you guys would know better than I do, but like, were subtitles a thing back then? Or no? Did they not exist during that?
I doubt it, yeah.
Okay.
Technology just to put it on screen in 38?
Yeah. Like, I actually appreciate movies that do that. That leave you wondering what the
characters... Because they're talking different languages and
stuff?
Yeah,
you know? And you
can... Oh, yeah, big time.
Because I speak Spanish, you know, I can like kind of like... you know, infer like what they're kind of saying, you know, like by some of the words that they're using, you know, like some of them sounds like a little bit familiar or like the, so it just kind of leaves it like a little bit of a mystery to me, but like, I love that about those movies, you know, when they do that like that.
Well, even with the subtitles on, it still didn't even, cause there's a couple of parts where I put the subtitles on, it doesn't transfer what they're saying in a different language.
Oh, really?
So that was even cool, too.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because I kind of wanted to know what the fuck was happening.
Yeah.
I still didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of, like, tell what they're saying, like, especially in the beginning when they're in the, that the clerk's desk, you know, and they're kind of, like, everybody's looking for a room, you know, like, and the hotel manager, he's, like, got people on the phone he's yelling at, and he's got, like, customers he's yelling at. And then he's got, like, other guests that he's, like, caring for. And, like, it's pretty cool. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, I just got to say again that there's probably, like, I think two or three scenes in this movie where characters are, or the actors are smoking. And, man, like, there's, like Chowders and his buddy.
Yeah.
There's a scene when they're on the train and he's like got his pipe out. Like, I think it's when they're talking about the disappearance of the old lady. And he's all like, how can somebody just disappear? Like, nobody vanishes. He's all like, what? He's all like, yeah, nobody vanishes. And, he's like smoking a pipe the entire time. And, even in the beginning scene, like the very intro when they're like walking into the hotel desk, like, the same guy is like, I don't know, did Chowders ever smoke at all?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. But his buddy does. He's like, he was smoking a cigarette. Like I smoked probably like a pack of cigarettes like the entire time I've been like watching this movie.
How much do you smoke a day, do you think?
About a pack.
Yeah. Damn, dude, be careful.
I know.
How many times did you watch this movie?
Just three times.
Okay. Just three?
Yeah.
That's not too long, is it?
About an hour. How long is the movie?
No, it's like an hour 20, yeah.
Do you watch the beginning every time? Yeah, you did.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't get through.
What else you got, Chris? What else you got?
The end part where the action kind of started, I don't know how to put this. Like, it was almost absurd, you know?
Comical? It was just comical? Yeah.
like a lot of the gunshot victims, like the way they acted. Like,
it's 1938.
Yeah, you know? I get
that. Quentin Tarantino bloodbath.
Well, the guy comes falling off. The guy got shot on his hand, and he walks in, and there's like blood splattered on him. Yeah, but. Is it like the image quality is so bad back then that you couldn't really see like that well the image of his hand? You know, I don't know.
Maybe they didn't want to rate it.
I just didn't like how he reacted by it, like the way the reaction of like gunshots, like some of them, like the people outside that were being shot at, like they just like fell over, you know?
Yeah.
It's. I don't think that's how you react when you get shot. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I've never shot anybody.
It is 1938, you know?
Yeah. I know. So. I'll give it a little bit of leeway, you know?
It's cheesy.
It is. Yeah.
They just bend over, topple over, fall over.
And they're almost like, I think we were talking about it before, like, everybody was too proper, you know, or not proper, but too nice to each other, you know, like even like the guy that went on there to have them escorted off, you know, and to find the Miss Roy. Yeah. He was there to like pretty much kill a lady.
Yeah.
And he was there to like and to pretty much like how do I want to put this? Like hold people hostage, you know, yeah. And he's just like, "Can everybody please take a seat?" Like, I'm all like, "That was just a little bit like silly, you know." Do you guys like happy endings?
Well, I liked how this movie ended with the music because he forgot about it, right?
Yeah,
and it was cool how like she was at the end and she started playing it.
Yeah,
and it was a good song. It was a good melody.
It was a good melody,
and then. Like, as soon as you hear it on that grand piano, you know she's in there, you know? And then you got this little old lady reaching out with her little stubby hands and shit, you know? It was sweet. It was sweet.
I didn't mind that part. I just kind of, like, I cringed a little bit at the part where Iris and Gilbert fall in love.
Yeah. I could have done without the love aspect of the whole movie.
Actually. Yeah. Yeah.
What? You guys...
Like, yeah, it's not...
That bothered you?
It didn't bother me, but it's not why I like the movie, you know?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they only spent like 2 days together max, you know? Like the entire day they were on the train and then the next day like when they were like...
I see what you're saying, but like it was like the Speed movie where they're just been in a crazy situation, so like they fall in love with each other.
Yeah,
I don't know any Alfred Hitchcock movie where it doesn't have some type of romance in it, though. Probably Lifeboat, but
I don't know if Vertigo is a romance.
Yeah, well, there's it's like a love interest
in romance. Yeah, there's definitely a love interest for obsessive interest, but I don't know about romance. Have you seen Vertigo, Chris?
No, I haven't
seen it. Oh, shit, it's a good one.
I think you did see it with me.
Oh, did I?
With me and Jackie? What's the movie you saw with
us? Oh, I did see Vertigo, yeah.
All right, what else you got, Chris?
I'm pretty sure it was just because this movie is a product of its time, but a lot of the dialogue... A lot of the scenes where there's like an exchange of dialogue between two or three characters, it felt rushed. Did you guys kind of get that?
Especially with the old lady. She rushed her lines.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And like the scene I'm thinking about also is when Iris and Gilbert, they're in, when they first meet on the train. Uh-huh. And she's telling him about like, it's just like, what did she say? She's just like, so like, there's someone missing on the train. Well, who's missing on the train? And then, like, it just looked like it seemed like they were trying, like, in a rush to get the lines over with, you know?
He's on board, like, immediately.
Yeah. And I'm all like, I'm pretty sure that's just how, like, movies were acted back then, you know?
They just got to move the story, like, really quick.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe it's direction, maybe as well, or. I don't know.
I am slain.
But that's pretty much all of my deep dive. All
right, so why do you like it, though? Why do you like this movie? Because you said you do like it.
I think, like, just the characters. I fell in love with the characters.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love mysteries. This one, like, a little bit of the clues, you know, that the clues were like almost like given to them, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it was just easy handed, and it was like a 10-year-old could have figured it out, you know?
Yeah.
Other than that, like, yeah, I normally enjoy like whodunit, you know, kind of conspiracy movies.
Yeah.
This one was just a little bit like, you know, like slightly like easy handed. I just really loved the Englishman. Miss Freud was a pretty good character. The Madame Puma or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Like when she like popped up, it was all like, oh shit! It was all like, like what the fuck? Like who the hell is that? You know, it kind of like threw a twist. You know, yeah. Like I really enjoyed that part of it. Yeah, the doctor was like super like sleazy and shit. Like he wasn't sleazy. He was like proper too. Everybody was too fucking proper in this movie. But you can tell like he kind of had like a sleazy vibe to him. You know? So
did he trick you or no? He tricked me. I didn't know he was the bad guy.
No, yeah, I didn't think so either. Not until the main actors, you know, like that's when they started to piece it together. Or when, I think it was when Gilbert like threw out the crazy idea of, what's it called? The victim or the, what do you call it? The patient?
Yeah, switched.
Yeah. So pretty much like, I guess it wasn't like too like easy handed, you know?
Yeah. All right, so my deep dive. I'm really curious. Like in all honesty, I'm really curious. I've never been to England. I'm curious, like how proper, like no, I'm serious though. Like
if they're not like that anymore, though. They're not like that anymore.
Yeah. If the shit hits the fan, is ever like I'm naive. I'm naive, idiot American. Okay, so. Like I would love for somebody to write in and tell me some crazy shit, like or just squash it, you know, to see how crazy it is. But I like this movie for a lot of reasons. The message in song was cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
That was a cool idea,
you know. And the train, I always like to see trains, you know, and on film. And like I said, it feels like you're on an adventure, especially those old types of trains that was in this movie with you have like a whole cart
caboose
to yourself, you know.
Yeah,
like in the United States we don't have really shit.
We actually do
well, you have an Amtrak. Yeah. But it's not like practical
at all. It's not, but in the East Coast it is.
Yeah, well I think we have to drive 2 hours just to get on one.
We do.
It breaks down all the time and it's horrible, but they had like a fucking like a restaurant on the train, you know. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
but I don't know, I find trains like romantic a little bit too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I can see how they're like romanticized, you know. And I know we do have like that Polar Express train here in
Arizona. I just got on that for the first time.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Oh man. Was it
uncomfortable? Yeah, it was not very fun for me. My kids liked it.
How long was it?
I think it was 4 hours total.
Damn, that's a long time to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's very little room. I was imagining something a little more like old school, like in this movie. You know? But what else do I have? Okay, so when Mrs. Freud like went through the train car with Iris, right?
Yeah.
She met like several people, right? She met the couple having an affair.
Yeah.
She met the British guys, right?
Yeah.
But everybody had a reason why not to have associated himself with her or admit that they saw her, you know?
Yeah. And they're all assholes.
Well, it was very clever the way they put it. You had the affair that they didn't want to bring any attention to them, and then you had the British guys that were talking about not missing their match.
Yeah, that is fucked up, though. They can care less about this fucking woman, though.
Yeah.
I understand the, like, affair. You know what I mean? This guy's trying to be a judge. But just these guys, like, oh, we don't want to miss our next train. That is some fucked up shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised they didn't shoot the old lady when the gunfight came out just so they can get back on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it seem like they were like a little bit clueless about like when they got diverted, like to the back to the?
I think yeah, they all were for a little while.
Yeah.
Did you guys think that she got shot, Mrs. Freud, when she was running away? You guys think she got shot?
It looked like she fell.
Did you think she got shot?
I don't think. I didn't think they would let that happen. I kind of knew she was going to be fucking cheesy at the end. Like, almost Mrs. Doubtfire type shit. Kind of looks a little bit. All
right. Any last comments before we give it a rating? No?
No. No.
All right. All right. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Lois first, right? No, this is a good movie. It's a good movie. I think the end's way better than the beginning. I'll give this a solid 7. If the beginning was better, I'd give it like an 8.5.
What would you want to see for a beginning?
I would like it cut down to 15 minutes instead of 30. So I think it was 32 minutes. Like, there's way too much silliness, and the silliness starts low and goes higher until it gets serious. It was way too silly. Okay. It's like almost like Three Stooges-y, like just. And I lost my mind when they were dancing. You know what I mean? And like, you got the, like, everyone in that room was ridiculous. Every single person, the flute player, or what is he playing? The clarinet?
The clarinet, yeah.
The three fucking grown people dancing. And then the over the top, like, clerk or whatever. Like, it was just hard to watch. I had enough at I did turn it off at that.
You had a problem with that? It's the songs that were sang at your ancestor's wedding, David.
It was ridiculous. It was too much.
That's what he says.
I give it a solid 7 because the mystery is awesome. The mystery is super cool.
Anything else, Chris, before we rate it?
I did
rate it. Yeah, he did rate it.
Oh, I'm 7. Sorry.
So I'm buffering over this.
I'll give my review.
He's going to try to erase me from this whole
podcast. Yeah, so I really enjoyed this movie. It was just on so many levels, you know. It hit so well. From the writing, you know, to the scene, like of the actual, like, being on a train, kind of like how Peter said.
The beginning, like, of the movie?
I'm yeah. I love the beginning, man. Even, like, the little part where, like, Chowders and his friend. Oh, man, I really love Chowders and his friend, dude. Oh, yeah. Like, I could talk about them all day, dude. And you get so much of them, like, in the beginning, you know? Like, because in the beginning, you think that they're the main characters because there's so much time spent on them, you know? And maybe that's why I, like, fell in love with them. But, like, the little scene where they're, like, going to go eat and they're, like, pushing aside the other couple to try to sit down and have a seat.
And they make it. They make
yeah. And they just fucking force that other couple to just walk away. Like, I don't know, man. There's just the lines that they were given as well. it was a little bit silly, but it just added to the characters, you know? So yeah, like, I really love this movie. I wasn't too surprised, you know, that I love this movie. Because Peter picks good movies.
Oh, shit. So what do you give it?
I'll give it an 8.5.
All right, that's pretty high for Chris.
Yeah, it is really good, actually. Yeah.
Peter's not going to give it an 8.5.
Well, I'm surprised because I didn't think either of you guys were going to like it.
I liked it.
It's kind of hard to put my finger on why I like this movie so much. I don't know. I love the setup for it. You know, the train, you know, aspect of it. Yeah, it's like romantic a little bit. You know, and then all the little funny little lines. A million Mexicans drink it. You know, the
tea. I love that they gave a shout out to Mexicans.
But what do you infer by that? What does that mean to you?
I thought it was
a popular ass drink.
Well, like, what did you get from it?
I just thought that they were talking about manzanilla tea. Yeah. Like, because that's probably, like, the most popular, like, tea that Mexicans drink.
Oh.
And so I was just like, I'm like, oh, is that, like, I don't know, did he, like, want to give a shout out to, like, yeah, to the drink, you know, for the people, you know.
Oh, I thought it was reference of like Mexicans are like hard ass workers, and this is what they drink. You know, I don't know.
Well, what do you give it? What do you give this movie?
This movie, I give it an 8.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. So this is rated pretty high for all of us. So it's pretty good. But you know, like, I'm curious what you guys think. So if you guys could write in, let us know who you agree with. Tell us your thoughts on the movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna check the mailbag real quick. We ain't got shit. You can email us at 3amigosmoviereviewpodcast@gmail.com or just chrono@gmail.com. That's spelled chrono@gmail.com. And if we get a email from one of our actual listeners that's not related to us, we will give you guys a prize, which will probably be like in the form of an Amazon gift card. Because of, like, we get a lot of listens, but the only person that's emailed us was our mother. We appreciate at least one other one.
This is gonna write in. This is gonna say, like, you're stupid.
Well, give me my money. Yeah, no. Shut up. Which will be fine. Which will be fine. If you're not related to us, we're like a spouse, then like, cool.
Yeah, tell us what you think about this movie.
I'm gonna create a fake account.
All right, well, guys, thank you again for listening to the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.